Cook looking to strand the runner at third. The 2-2 delivery to Grace Best on the way. Swing and a miss and a pitch in the dirt. And it's a shutout top of the first inning for Elsie Cook. She works around a one-out double. 1-0 pitch to Thompson on the way. Swung on, popped up on the infield. Going to get over the head of the shortstop as it bounces out of her glove. She was ranging towards center field. And it will be a bloop single for Natalie Thompson to lead off the bottom of the third inning for Mercer County. Big time at bat in this game here for Frieden. Here is the delivery. It swung on, hit to the left side, going to get through for a base hit. They're going to wave Thompson home. Here comes the throw from Hauser. It is late, and Mercer County has a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the third inning on a single from Maddie Frieden. She gets to second on the throw home. And how about that? The Eagles lead 1-0 in the bottom of the third. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Gabriella McPeak. Swung on. It's lifted into left field. It's carrying deep to left field. And it is gone for a home run for Gabriella McPeak. Her first of the year as she just took Katie Petrin deep to left field. It's 3-0 Mercer County. Can you believe that? Gets the sign. Here's the delivery. It's swung on, slapped the other way. It's fielded there by the third baseman, Schreers, and she throws across and gets caught it by a step. So Mercer County able to put up a zero. Great job by Elsie Cook. She's through four scoreless innings. Here's the pitch. She swings, grounds it through the hole on the left side. Frieden backhand deep throw across, and she caught her by a step at first. What a play by Maddie Frieden. As I thought that was a base hit through the hole, she fielded it with her heel on the grass between third base and shortstop and threw across to get Gillette by a step. As Elena Creamer bats third for IVC, hits from the right side, grounds it up the middle. She hits it right to Cook, who backhands it, throws to first. Coming to the plate is Petrin, and she's out at the plate. A double play as McPeak got her at the plate. How about that? I cannot believe that play Mercer County just made defensively. And the Golden Eagles and Elsie Cook are through five scoreless innings defensively. 2-2 pitch is on the way. Swing and a miss and another strikeout from Elsie Cook. She's through six innings and the Golden Eagles are three outs away. Top of the seventh inning, Mercer County three outs away from a regional title as the pinch hitter Taylor Zaniker, a left-handed hitter, her first plate appearance of the year. The first pitch, she slaps it the other way for a single, and Zaniker is aboard. So now the tying run is at the plate in nine-hitter Nora Connett, who's one for two. Zaniker at first base, a pinch hit single to lead off the top of the seventh inning. Katie Petrin on deck. As Connett chokes up, sophomore, she slaps at it and swings and misses, and it's 0-1. Connett on the season, a 191 hitter, has a single today. Here's the 0-1 delivery to her. She slaps at it the other way. It is fielded foul. Oh, my goodness. As that was close, it was rolling down the line. Schreers tried to field it, and she bobbled it, but it was in foul territory. She bobbled it nearly. Disastrous for Mercer County there, but it goes foul, and now Connett is behind in the count 0-2. Barring a double play, Katie Petrin will represent the tying run in the seventh inning with the wind blowing out to left field. 0-2, Petrin takes a pitch outside 1-2, or excuse me, Connett. That's Connett still at the plate. She is still behind in the count 1-2 here. Zaniker at first. Here's the 1-2 delivery to Connett. She takes it outside, and it's 2-2. She's a slap hitter. She peered at that all the way in and washed it into the glove, so the count even at 2-2. Big pitch here for Cook. Here's the delivery to Connett. On the way, she slaps it foul, and it will remain 2-2. This is a good at-bat by Connett, just a sophomore, plays center field. As she gets encouragement from Katie Petrin in the on-deck circle. Runner at first, nobody out, 3-1 Mercer County, top of the seventh. Here's the pitch to Connett, and she watches it sail outside again, and now the count is 3-2. So it goes from 0-2 to 3-2. Biggest pitch of the season, biggest pitch of the life of Elsie Cook on the way. Here it is. It's swung on and slapped foul again, 3-2. A tremendous plate appearance here from Nora Connett.
Those were great takes on
yes, they were.
Too. Those are real close.
3-2 pitch. Cook stone-faced on the mound. Here's the pitch, and it goes into the dirt. A tremendous, tremendous at-bat from Nora Connett. And the Grey Ghosts have runners at first and second with nobody out. So the winning run is Katie Petrin at the plate, who's 0 for 2 with a walk on the season. Petrin, 464, 5 home runs, 18 RBI, 18 extra base hits for Petrin, who's on the hook for the loss on the mound, but with one swing of the bat could win this game, or I should say not win it, but put IVC ahead in the top of the seventh. Here's the pitch to Petrin. Huge swing. She pops it up foul. Will it get out of play? Yes, it will. So I should say not the winning run at the plate, but the go-ahead run as IVC are the visitors in this game. 0-1. This is just not good with Petrin up and two runners on in this inning. 0-1. Here's the pitch to Katie Petrin on the way in the dirt. 1-1. The last three outs are the toughest to get. That is without a doubt the God's honest truth. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Petrin on the way. It sails up and out of the zone, and it's 2-1. Caitlin Gillette is on deck. She's been on base twice. Elena Creamer in the hole. 2-1 to Katie Petrin is on the way, and that is taken for a strike on the outside corner. 2-2. A borderline pitch there. Cook needed the call from Jason Danner, and she got it. Count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Petrin waits in the box. Here's the delivery. On the way, taken for strike 3 called, and Petrin can't believe it as she checked her swing. A massive first out in the seventh inning as she struck out Petrin. And there's one away. Runners still at first and second here in the seventh inning. It's Caitlin Gillette coming to the plate, who bats from the right side. Elena Creamer is on deck. Runners at first and second for IVC. Here's the pitch to Gillette on the way. It misses inside 1-0.
Hey, that's a good spot, too. That's a good spot, too.
She's poised out there, though, Cook. She is. There are no nerves. Here's the 1-0 delivery to Gillette. That misses low, and it's 2-0. So a big pitch up coming here.
You wouldn't guess that Cook is a freshman.
No, you wouldn't. Great season, a great performance today. Here's the 2-0 pitch, grounded up the middle to Lampkin. Steps on the bag at second for the force out, and no play at first. So runners are at the corners with 2 outs for Elena Creamer. Or Creamer, excuse me. She's the go-ahead run. The tying run is at first base with 2 outs in the top of the seventh.
The crowd is on their feet.
Elena Creamer, 463, 2 home runs, 32 RBI, 16 extra base hits. Crouches in the right-handed batter's box. Looks at Cook. Here's the pitch swing. It's popped up to Maddie Frieden, who's there. And Mercer County has won the first regional title in school history in softball. Elsie Cook, a complete game performance, allowing just 1 run. And Mercer County knocks off IVC 3-1. The final score.